I am Linda Langhorne, and welcome. Especially those of you who this is your first time experiencing actual design light work. So hope you enjoy that here today with us. For those of you who don't know me, I'm an acupuncturist as well as a teacher of actual design. So my sessions often have a healing focus, which is true for today's session too. And just for those of you who are new, generally it's helpful to be in a seated position if you can, and to have your hands in your lap or on your thighs, and close your eyes. And then if you start to fall asleep, however, please open your eyes and just look at a spot on the floor or some other place that's not distracting to you. So the title of today's session, as Dan said, is Releasing Stress, Embracing Harmony. And we will do that by bringing your own healing energy throughout your body mind to help you experience more goodness of life, including good health and well-being. Our theme for this season, as we're about halfway through our season for this year, is Truth in Action, Purpose, Service, and Community. So I would like to begin today with some words of our founder, Russell Paul Scofield, regarding truth. The session we will have today, like all actual design sessions, are founded on simple truths. Truths that have been verified repeatedly and experienced. Truths that you can verify in your experience. The central core of these truths is that within every human being exists an immortal divine nature, sometimes referred to as the being of light or God child, spirit, or as actual self. It is this unique, individualized divine God child nature within you that is referred to in the statement, the kingdom of heaven is within you. Now as we awaken, we openly relate to our own divinity to reestablish in awareness our direct link to the divinity within all life, the touch of macrocosmic God within and throughout all creation. To accomplish this awakening, we have at our disposal the limitless sources of divine mind and pure life energy. These can be drawn upon to reveal, inspire, heal, and renew. And so as we begin with our session today, as we work with the truth in action within you, knowing that it is the light of your own divine nature that is working throughout your creation, helping you release stress and open to inner harmony. We often have various communities in our lives, our families, our work, and the organizations we are a part of. But today we will think of you, just you, as a community made up of various organs and energy systems. It is a tenet of traditional Chinese medicine that when one organ is in trouble, other organs come to assist. We often think of a pain in our stomach or a knee with the idea that the cause of that pain is very focused on that one place. But actually, it might be a part of one or more conditions that involve several organs or systems. And also, part of the cause of that pain might involve your thoughts, especially if they're about worry, or perhaps how you perceive your world and the people in it, or your emotional reactions to life. So today, we will bring your own healing energy throughout your body, including not only your major organs, but also your communication pathways that help the parts of you relate as a whole, as a complex community of various communications regarding actions and reactions within you, We'll be including your liquid systems, such as your endocrine, circulatory, and digestive systems, and also your nervous systems and your acupuncture meridians as well. We will first gather and enlighten our knowing, sensory, and emotional awareness, the three aspects of awareness that help us experience the subtle energies of the light within. And then we will move to a special place 6 inches above the top of your head that is traditionally called your upper room, a place that is always completely lighted within your own nature. This is the home of your star, a source of inner pure life energy, a crystal clear, diamond-like white light that is the synthesis of the whole spectrum of inner light. Your own divine self, the being of light that you are within, has created you, your physical personality self, for this lifetime with purpose. And perhaps part of that purpose is to be a light worker on planet Earth, which needs us all very much. If this is your first time experiencing your star, you will find it as a point of light within your upper room that expands to a 3-inch size, which it will remain from now on. I will give you directions on what to think in order to direct your star to open and downpour its radiant light down throughout your body. Then we will think of which invokes the consuming fire aspect of this light, and we will use that to clear any blockages to the light flow today and to lift up the vibratory rate of any heavy energies such as fear and anger so that they become uplifting, healing energy essence. So I will direct you to think a thought, to let the thought go, and then to observe and experience the light within you. So let us begin. And just take a deep breath and then release it. And just let your attention, your awareness move into your brain. And then think the thought of harmonizing your brain with your upper room, that place that is 6 inches above the top of your head. And as you do this, just experience how this begins the flow of radiant awareness of the divine mind of your lighted beingness, flowing from your upper room into and throughout your brain mind, enlightening your knowing awareness. And experience the lifting. And now just let that flow of radiant awareness expand throughout all of your neurons and neural pathways, all of your sensory systems, and down your spinal cord throughout all your nervous systems, gathering and enlightening your sensory awareness. And now just think of directing that flow of radiant awareness into your heart. And from your heart, it expands throughout your blood, throughout your entire circulatory system, including your liver. And from your liver, throughout all your glandular systems, liquid systems. Gathering and enlightening your emotional awareness. And now experience the radiant awareness of the being of light that you are, gathering and enlightening your knowing, sensory, and emotional awareness throughout your creation. And with enlightened awareness, experience the flow of love and gratitude that as a being of light, you are always sending to you the beloved creation. And just think of your creation giving love and gratitude back to the being of light you are. And think of magnifying that two-way flow of love and gratitude. And now focus on the experience of our union as beings of light with each other and with any beings of light that you want to include, perhaps members of your family, others close with you, and with the beings of light from our actual design family of light that join with us in the session today. And now move with the flow of enlightened awareness into your upper room, 6 inches above the top of your head. And if you don't know where this is, just think, let, observe and experience as this just naturally happens, as the being of light you are just takes you right into your upper room, a fully lighted place, 6 inches above the top of your head. And if this is your first visit to your upper room and your star, just think of your star, which you will find as a point of light within your upper room that quickly expands to a 3-inch size. And it will remain a 3-inch size from now on. And just experience your 3-inch size star with your enlightened awareness. Experience its radiance and power. Everyone experiences the light differently. So sometimes you just experience it as a sense of perhaps a warmth. Or just feeling it, or just knowing that it's there. And then think the thought of directing your star to open and downpour in a shower of that radiant, crystal clear, diamond-like white light. And let it downpour down throughout your body, and think of opening the top of your head and your hands and feet, and just let this shower of radiant light energy pour through you, and let it already begin that process of washing away the stress that has been perhaps a part of your life, at least lately. Some stresses from today, just getting ready to be here on time perhaps, or other stresses that are more habitual. And with your enlightened awareness, just think of everything softening and opening, and just letting, just to think, let, observe, and experience as this flow of the radiant light flows down through you. And open to the experience of it, the observation and the experience of this flow of light that comes from the being of light that you are and is there for you to help increase your well-being in every aspect of your life. And let it just flow down through your brain, your lungs, your heart, liver, and through all the nerves of your body, just washing away the stresses that you are very happy to release, I think, into this flow, to let you move into a place of more peace. Okay. Now we're going to just think of which invokes the consuming fire aspect of this energy. And we use the consuming fire to actually lift up the vibratory rate of what we often call low frequency energy, sometimes experienced as heavy energies, energies that do not promote well-being, but then instead increase our stress levels. We may experience it as worries or sadness, anger, things like this. So when we have these feelings, whether they're new feelings or old feelings, instead of sort of pushing them down out of the way, we can actually just let the light fire embrace them and lift up that vibratory rate so as to change them, to let them transform into energy that supports you. So we're going to start with that in your brain. Your brain is, of course, an organ in your body that relates with everything, kind of part of all your energy systems. So just think of the consuming fires working throughout your brain, and know that by the power of your thought, you hold the focus of the light fire there, but it is the being of light you are that is actually doing the work of lifting up the vibratory rate. So you can just relax and kind of let it happen with the focus. So working throughout your brain with the consuming fires into the many places of your brain, the forebrain in front and old brain and back, your left and right hemispheres, and in the midbrain, which has some very important three little glands of your endocrine system, and also some memory centers. And if there's any cobwebs in those memory centers, just let them go right into those consuming fires. And when we work with the consuming fires, it actually creates a very, very healing energy essence. And that energy essence can just now begin to flow into and throughout your brain. And if there's any parts of your brain that you're aware of that need some energy essence, by all means, direct it there. And let that beautiful flow of the light fire flow from your brain into your optic systems, into your eyes, into your ears, into your nose and sinuses, and mouth. Just letting all these sensory organs be lifted up. And this crystal white energy is the energy of purification. So experience the purifying power of this light fire as it lifts up your energies, your life energies, and creates more vitality, more well-being in every way. And here in your sensory systems creates more ability to experience the good energies of life, the high frequency energies of life, the wonderful aromas of your favorite foods and your favorite flowers, the visions of beauty, and the sensory pleasures of life. And just let this continue here. Just think of this opening to drink in and assimilate that essence of high frequency energy. And now we're going to focus the light fires of the downpour in your lungs and respiratory system. Just letting these be lifted up, helping these systems provide the oxygen that your blood will take throughout your whole body. So just think of the lifting here. And if you've been dealing with any of the winter viruses, by all means, let these be embraced here throughout your respiratory system. And let that healing essence lift up for your respiratory system. And now we focus the light fires in your heart. And just let the being of light you are work with this consuming fire aspect throughout your heart, where we often have wounds, rather new or old wounds, sometimes disappointments. And just let any energy here that is ready to be embraced and lifted up into the light, let that happen here. And as this happens, then that healing essence can already begin to flow throughout your blood. Your whole circulatory system that takes this healing essence with it throughout your whole body, which takes it only about a minute to do, but can make all the difference. Let that uplifting quality of the radiant essence flow from your heart everywhere. Experience the lifting as this happens. And let this continue for a moment here. Let this process of your heart being lifted up, nurtured with that healing energy throughout your heart. And that energy then flowing throughout your entire circulatory system. And it flows throughout your lymph system too. And think of including your liver in the flow of light fire. Your liver. Livers often contain our resentments and frustrations in life, angers and various kinds. So let your liver soften. It's a very important organ. Has many jobs physically and in consciousness. So just let this powerful healing light fire embrace all of your liver. And your liver has these remarkable powers to regenerate. So as the healing essence begins to build here, let that fill your liver, and we can also just include your gallbladder, which relates very closely with your liver, close by. And as the essence, the healing essence builds here, we can think of moving out to include some of the energy systems that your liver is very close with, not only your circulatory system, but just think of it now flowing in your mouth and down your esophagus into your stomach, blazing up here. And on down to include the small intestine. There's about 20 feet of small intestine. And it relates very closely with your liver and gallbladder. Also your pancreas. So let's include your pancreas, another part of your endocrine system. And on down into your colon. All the way through now from your mouth, top to bottom, your whole digestive system filling with that radiant light fire. Throughout all the little glands and muscles that line the system. And your intestines are also an important part of your immune system. And just let this essence go deeply throughout your whole digestive system, because we often take our emotional problems and things that are wounds or issues into our digestive system. So as the light works here, it can help to free you up. So especially if you have digestive issues, let the whole lining of your whole digestive system be filled with the radiant light fire here of the crystal light. That energy of purification working to work throughout your digestive system, helping to restore any microbiome or any part of your system that needs restoration, that needs this healing. And let the healing go deep into the layers here. Okay. Now we can just think of letting the focus go into your genital urinary system, starting with the kidneys. We can include the little adrenal glands, one on top of each kidney, very important part of your endocrine system, very important part of working with stress. And then your kidneys, which in traditional Chinese medicine hold a lot of the life energy, certain kind of life energy or qi that we come into this lifetime with, and helps to nourish that. The light can help to nourish that qi that we use up as we go through life. So experience this very radiant nurturing of your kidneys. And then let that light fire move on down into your bladder. Lining of your bladder. And then out throughout the genital systems, letting the light fire work here. And just think of throughout your whole pelvic bowl, the light fire working to help bring in that harmony here in this area of these systems working together in this space to help bring in that good health and well-being. Good, and now just think of that radiant light fire just flowing down still in that downpour, working throughout all your bones and muscles, just washing through that musculoskeletal system, all your joints. And letting that beautiful radiant healing essence going deep here for replenishing your vitality in these systems. And then last but not least, we'll focus in your nerves. Think of your nervous systems. You can think of your solar plexus, which is the heart of your nervous systems, and all the systems going up into your brain and all those many millions of nerves there. And then on down spinal cord and out through all the peripheral nerves. And letting the light fire simply blaze up. Our nerves tend to get overloaded So just think of the fires working here to release the stress. Release that stress right into the consuming fires. And as this happens, it starts renewing this whole system so that your nerves can report the good things of life. Sometimes they just develop the habits of pretty much sticking to reporting the pain of life of various ways. But given a little unloading and encouragement, your nerves are more able to simply be attuned to the good things around you, the good things that you experience. So experience this renewal and healing happening throughout all the nerves of your body. And if you have pain consistently anywhere, just focus the light fire in this area. Because sometimes we actually resent these places of chronic pain, which doesn't actually help them. So just think of, if you have any chronic pain, just think of blazing up the fires in that area and then letting that healing essence go deep into these structures and functions. Okay. And then just let this downpour continue. Again, just washing away the stress all the way down out your feet into the earth, which the earth is very grateful for. Okay, now we have been working with a downpour, and there are lots of energies in your body that move downwards. So this helps to especially sort of clear and nurture those energy systems. But now think of closing your feet and let this flow of radiant energy backfill so that it fills up your legs, up through the trunk of your body, up through your head, and out the top of your head into the energy field around your body. And experience how this flow of the light fire energy just now helps to clear the pathways for especially the things that go up, those parts of your energy systems. And as the light fire continues here, just opening up these pathways. And then just think of releasing the fire aspect. And just let that radiant light essence flow upwards now, filling all of the acupuncture meridians that flow upwards as well as downwards, and the parts of your cardiovascular system, your nerves, many systems flow in all directions. Good, and then just think of stopping your downpour. And with a little enlightened awareness, just think of experiencing here how you feel. And when you do a session, this is a place where you can stop and consider your session over and go about your day. But we're going to go on a little bit with some focused work of spinning. So now with your 3-inch star in your upper room, no longer downpouring, but just experience your star. And now think of expanding your star to a 3.5-foot diameter letting it rise to 3 feet above the top of your head. And now just direct your star to arc in front of your body down to 12 feet below your feet. And there is an energy axis we call your central vertical axis that flows through the middle of your body and down. And so have your star center on this axis, 12 feet below your feet, and just think that thought, let the thought go, observe that which happens. Because there's a part of you that knows just how to do this. And then direct your star to spin counterclockwise. And we spin counterclockwise for elimination. And we think of blazing up those consuming fires again. And direct your counterclockwise spinning star to rise up throughout the bottom of your field. And although it's only 3.5 feet in diameter, actually the effect goes much larger. Just clearing, sometimes we have heaviness that collects in the bottoms of our energy field. So now just bring it up slowly. So that comes up and touches the bottoms of your feet. Good. And now just think of bringing it up and so that you're seated within it. So from your pelvic bowl down throughout your legs and feet are in the counterclockwise spin. And just do the think, let, observe, and experience here as the counterclockwise spin pulls out any remaining ready to be processed loads here throughout all your bones and muscles and joints, throughout the pelvic bowl organs and systems. Just pulling them right out into this counterclockwise spinning star. Good. And now think of bringing your counterclockwise spinning star up so that you are seated within it. So from the top of your head down through your pelvic bowl is in this counterclockwise spinning star, which pulls out any remaining loads in your organs, energy systems, bones and muscles. So from your brain down through your heart and liver, down through all the nerves of your body. And especially think of this happening in any places that you're having problems with. And just think of everything softening so that that counterclockwise spin can work quickly but very effectively, pulling out the loads. Very good. And now think of bringing it slowly up so that it stops just above the top of your head, the center point of it does. And pulls out the loads from your brain, your head, your neck and shoulders, upper back. Places which are often where we keep our stress. Good, and then on up to 3 feet above the top of your head. Just pulling out any remaining loads as it goes on up. And then just direct your star to release a downpour of counterclockwise spinning energy so that it just flows down throughout your hands, throughout your feet, all the way into the earth, clearing, lifting. Okay. Now think of stopping the downpour, stopping the counterclockwise spin. And now you direct your star to again arc in front of your body, down to 12 feet below your feet, centering on your central vertical axis of light. And this time spinning clockwise, and we spin clockwise for deep assimilation of that purified energy essence. And just experience as now that energy essence pours out from your star to fill your energy field. And with all the purified places that release their low frequency to be lifted up into essence, and your star can just pour out this energy essence whenever you ask, whenever you want to be filled up with that pure light of your star. And now just direct it again to come slowly up that axis of light till it touches your feet. Filling the bottom of your field with this radiant light. And as your star comes up to your feet, just hold it here for a moment, really letting your feet touch planet Earth with light. And then bring it up till you are seated within it, so from your pelvic bowl through your legs and feet, or within this clockwise spinning star. And the clockwise spin releases that essence into all of the organs and energy systems here, throughout the pelvic organs, throughout your bones, muscles, joints, legs, feet, low back, hips. Letting that essence go deep wherever it's needed. Encouraging good health and well-being here. Good, now bring it on up so that you are seated within it, so that from the top of your head through your pelvic bowl is in the clockwise spin. Deeply filling you with radiant essence. So from your brain into your eyes and ears, nose and mouth, your lungs, heart, liver, digestive system, your genital system, musculoskeletal system, and all the nerves of your body. Filling with this radiant, radiant essence. It helps to renew and refresh and heal and allow you to experience the being of light that you are in whatever way you do. Perhaps opening to experience some inspiration, some creativity, some healing, some help with your life in whatever way is needed. So just let everything soften and open and drink in this healing energy. And think of how this crystal white light has a synthesis of the whole spectrum of inner light, so it can offer us whatever we need in that spectrum. But just think of right now, especially opening to love, that love that you, the being of light, has for you the beloved creation. And just let this healing power of love flow through you. Good, now bring your clockwise spinning star on up so that the heart of your star is just right above your head. Again, especially filling your brain, your sensory systems, neck, shoulders, heart, all these systems with that radiance. Radiant light. And then on up to its resting place, 3 feet above the top of your head. And then direct your star to release the downpour of the clockwise spinning energy, the radiant essence. Pouring through your body, mind, creation, and down into the earth. Good, and now just think of stopping the downpour, stopping the spin. And just being in this radiant energy, the energy essence of the being of light that you are, and especially opening to the love, that healing love. That the being of light that is you sends to your beloved creation. Just open to that healing power. Let's actually just sit in this for a minute or two. And just think of opening to take in with your enlightened awareness how much more harmony there is now throughout your creation. Taking a step today to be in harmony within yourself. Helping the parts of you work together to be a part of the whole of you. The community that is you, all the different parts, coming into that harmony that love can bring. Let's just sit for another moment here. Just drinking it in. And then whenever you feel ready, you can just touch into the top of your head and your hands and feet for earthing.